Well, it is time once again for the broadcast adventure we call Heartline. Heartline, the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home of Fresno. The Evangel Home, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Your Heartline host is this gentleman, Jim Tuck.
It is always such a delight to push the little red button on my handheld digital voice recorder and start recording conversation here in Jerry Brenneman's office at Evangel Home. Jerry, as most of you all know, is the director of all things Evangel Home, and we sit down basically once a week, few exceptions. But today, Jerry, we have a very attractive young woman with a big smile, a couple of babies, and a story to tell. Yeah. And why don't you introduce Rose, and we'll talk to her.
Thank you, Jim. You know, one of the things I love about Rose, because you said very attractive young lady, and we don't always say that about all the women.
No.
And some of the women, as you know, depending on where they are in the process here, look pretty ragtag and worn out, and they are.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I just thank you, Jim, for bringing their stories out also, because that's a huge part of what Evangel Home is to be with those women that aren't quite ready to put their lipstick back on yet,
yeah.
You know? Rose, who is our guest today, didn't always look quite this put together, but she's always had a sense of making the best of it. Rose has been with us for about 7 or 8 months, so it's been my first memory of her. I'm going through my little mental Rolodex here trying to remember exactly, but she is in the Crossroads program, so that means after she was here in the crisis home for about a month, she applied for the Crossroads, was accepted. And at the time, she had a little boy, and she was pregnant. She's now had the one she was pregnant with, a beautiful little girl named Sequoia. And one of the things that really intrigued me, Jim, is there's a great deal of peace about Rose. Mm-hmm. You can see that. It's not just that she's got the nice smile and the hair and the heels and everything, man. Today she is dressed up. But there is that inner peace and inner beauty that is so much more important than the outer. And anyway, I've always loved that about Rose, that no matter what, there was a calm spirit about her. And before we went on the air, I mentioned she's a really good mom. And I don't know that because I walk around here and watch what all the women do with their kids. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of it from how I hear them talk to their kids.
Mm-hmm.
If you yell and scream at your kids all the time, that doesn't mean you're a bad mother. But if you have other ways to get those children's attention and you can speak to them much softer, that means you're going to have a little better impact. And I'm in a spot where I hear a lot of women who have no idea how to raise their children. And so yelling is the best they can do.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard Rose do that when she was here with Keyston. I'm not sitting outside her door next door in the apartments listening, but she sees the beauty of that little kid. She sees the gift from God that he is. And Rose, I'm going to be introducing you for the whole show, so I guess I better stop. But those are several of the things that really attracted me to Rose's heart, that wonderful peace about her and the wonderful soft-spoken way she has with her kids.
So. Thank you.
Yeah, I have not been here to observe the child-rearing techniques and skills and all of that, but it's a delight to talk with you a little bit, Rose. Let's back up before you got here. What was going on? Why did the need for a homeless shelter come about? What was going on in your world?
Well, I'll start off by saying I left my kid's father because he was very abusive towards me, and I came to a spot to where I said I'd rather do it on my own than raise my son dysfunctionally. So I went ahead and moved to California because my mom stayed here at that time, and I went to her house, and I was there maybe a week. And she had a little bit of anxiety because I've been on my own for a while, and it was a big thing for her, a big change. And I couldn't take the negative energy, so I got out and I looked, and something told me to turn left. on the Visit Arrow, and I turned left, and then something told me to turn right on Fulton, and I seen some ladies standing outside. And I asked them, I said, do you ladies know where a homeless shelter is? And they said, this is the county office, so go in, and I'm pretty sure they can, you know, give you some type of information. And so I went in, and I waited in line, and they gave me a list of homeless shelters, and they allowed me to use the phone. And the first one I called was the Evangel Home, thank God. And I called, and they set me up an appointment maybe an hour after I called, and I came in, and they accepted me, and I came on in. And it was
Jerry, we've
like,
been doing this a long time together. I've never heard that story before.
Me neither. And it's, as you know, it doesn't always work like that. You call in an hour, you're here. So often they call, and we say, keep calling back as we
right.
run out of room.
Yeah.
Obviously, God had another plan for Rose, but I love
Boy,
that.
Boy, there was several forks in the road there
so
with divide appointments.
Was Evangel Home the first on the list or just the first one you
the
called?
The first one I called. It was maybe the fourth one on the list, but I seen Evangel, and it just reminded me of God.
Okay.
And I said, well, let me call.
Wow.
Let's see if God answers. Let's see how that works.
I'm guessing there's been no substance abuse of any amount in your history?
Well, no. When I was younger, maybe around 16, I did smoke weed, but once I had my son, I stopped, and I just changed my whole frame of mind. But I was really caught up on my kid's dad, so it was just like a whole nother world.
How old are you now?
I'm 20. I'll be 21 this upcoming Friday.
She's really old, really old now.
I got socks older than you.
He does, and he sometimes wears them.
And the other question is, where'd you come from, if we may know?
Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay. So from Fort Worth, because your mom was here, and you were escaping an abusive spousal relationship. You hadn't had any background or experience with shelters at that point when you got here?
No, I hadn't.
Did you have expectations? I mean, were you surprised when you walked in the front door here?
I really was surprised because it actually looked like a house. So I was just coming really thinking that I'd be staying here until I figure out my next move. But I found out about the Crossroads program, and I applied, and they let me get started on the classes. And I found a sense of direction, and I realized that's something I never had. That's something my mom never taught me. Things, you know, my mom never taught me boundaries, structure, discipline, like a lot of things that I never learned, I'm beginning to learn now. And I just feel like I was appointed to be here because
Sounds that way to me.
Because I'm beginning to grow, and I'm beginning to find out who I am, and I never had a sense of direction, and I believe that's the biggest thing that I'm receiving from this program is a sense of direction. Mm-hmm. And I made a lot of mistakes from not having direction and not knowing which way to go or what to do. So that's mm-hmm. what I'm doing now.
Now you mentioned boundaries. Is there another class that's been especially helpful as well?
Oh, when I first got here, it was crazy because the first class that I took was Issues of Abuse.
No way. While you were still in the shelter part before?
No, when
you got into Crossroads.
First got into the Crossroads program, the first class that I took was Issues of Abuse. Oh. And it helped me work through my issues because I was suppressing everything. But when I got into that class, it dug into me and I actually had to bring it forth. And I realized that once I brought it forth, it kind of released that anxiety that I had about the issues of abuse that I had.
Mm. You know, it just crosses my mind, and I'm going to interrupt here to go a little bit different direction, just in case there's a man out there listening to this and you have a problem, get some help. If you are abusing anybody, but especially a woman or a child, that's wrong.
Yeah.
That, first of all, it's sin against God, and it's a problem. You have a problem, and you need help. Get some help. It's wrong.
Now that you've brought that up, I want to say just one thing, because Rose made a good decision to take Keiston out of a situation where he was going to grow up to be that same abuser.
Right.
So now, Rose, you need to keep making sure that your connection with a man in the future is going to be the kind you want Keiston to be when he grows up. Jim, I have said numerous times that if we had more good, godly men who knew their rightful place in their family, we'd turn things around in a generation. Without them, it is never going to change. Little girls, little boys, big boys all need their dad. And I think socially we've done a whole lot to kind of diminish the role of the father, when in fact it's really about the most important. You know, I better not get too far afield with that, but I see it constantly that if we had more good men, we wouldn't have nearly the problems. And it's not just in this country. It is a worldwide issue.
Yeah.
What's happening to the guys?
Yeah. Well, it's I believe you're absolutely right, Jerry, and it is a linchpin. I mean, it is a turn post for societal order and all things right in humanity.
Yeah.
And so it's the first place that the enemy is going to attack, because he can redirect a generation with some bad choices in that. You want to say something?
If I may add, come to think of it, my kid's dad was the first man who ever told me he loved me. And so I didn't grow up with my dad. He's actually in Sacramento, and I don't have any communication with him. But I realized that I was drawn to any man, and I didn't know what a man actually was. And I believe that's why I put up with as much as I did, because I never had a relationship with a man. So that was a big point.
Well, we're getting running short on time, Jerry. Rose, if you could say very briefly some words of advice to someone out there who is where you were just a few short months ago, what would you say?
I would say life is too short to waste your time, effort, and energy on things that tears you down. And I would say more so focus on things that would benefit you and build you up.
Okay. And my listening friend, if that's you need help, call us, 264-4714. Jerry, you got 15 seconds. What's going on here that needs immediate attention?
Wow. I just want to say wow for Rose. Thank you. Kitchen remodel is beginning. That needs immediate attention. January was very, very low in funds. That's going to need some immediate attention. And a phone call to Cynthia if anyone is interested in helping us with food, 264-4714. Ask for Cynthia.
Right. We're going to need lots of immediate help in food preparation and kitchen help, because we're doing the extensive remodel of the kitchen here. Thank you, my listening friend, Rose. Nice to meet you. Nice to chat. Thank you. And Ken, it's your turn. Turn our conversation into another edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Do remember, you can find the Evangel Home of Fresno online from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection at evangelhome.org. The phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thank you for being a member of the listening family this week for Heartline, the RV, the radio voice from the Evangel Home in Fresno.